Hey, good evening, everyone, and how are you? Listen, welcome to A Life Walk with Christ God right here on Trim Radio Network. We stopped on chapter 2 of Numbers, King James Bible, page 164. We went over exactly what God asked Moses to do. God spoke to Moses and said, take a census of everybody, ages 20 to 20 years and up, who are able-bodied and everything else, and he set it up for war, and we saw that. Why would God need a census? Why would God want to know the numbers when he already is all-knowing and knows? This is not really for him. It is for Moses to understand. To have that big plan, also showing obedience as to listening to what God says. God has already given back in Exodus all the rules, how we should live, which way we should live, and doing all that. Everything is instruction. Now, as he's already told them, you're going to go into the land of Canaan. They have to be prepared because their enemies are there. So everything that's being done and how he's setting up to protect not only the tabernacle, which is in the middle, from the east to the west to the south to the north, he has the different tribes, the 12 tribes, and the Levites, of course. But he's getting them all set up. So I'm going to switch to the NIV version, and I'll tell you what, because I have we got started a little bit late. We had a little power outage, so we started late. But there is this great app that I want to share with you, and I'm going to go ahead and play it now. So let's get right on into it. And this is going to be the arrangement of the tribal camps. So let's see if we can hear this good.
Numbers 2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, the Israelites are to camp around the tent of meeting some distance from it, each of them under their standard and holding the banners of their family. On the east toward the sunrise, the divisions of the camp of Judah are to encamp under their standard. The leader of the people of Judah is Nashon, son of Amminadab. His division numbers 74,600. The tribe of Issachar will camp next to them. The leader of the people of Issachar is Nethanel, son of Zuar. His division numbers 54,400. The tribe of Zebulun will be next. The leader of the people of Zebulun is Eliab, son of Helon. His division numbers 57,400. All the men assigned to the camp of Judah, according to their divisions, number 186,400. They will set out first. On the south will be the divisions of the camp of Reuben, under their standard. The leader of the people of Reuben is Eliezer, son of Shedeur. His division numbers 46,500. The tribe of Simeon will camp next to them. The leader of the people of Simeon is Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. His division numbers 59,300. The tribe of Gad will be next. The leader of the people of Gad is Eliasaph, son of Deuel. His division numbers 45,650. All the men assigned to the camp of Reuben, according to their divisions, number 151,450. They will set out second, then the tent of meeting and the camp of the...
And you can see on the north, the south, the east, and the west, the different tribes that were planted there. So you're seeing where you have 3 times 4, 12, obviously. So 4, 4, 4, 4. And of course, who the captains are, who is in charge of those groups for each one of them. So as he's went over that, this not only, remember, is around the tabernacle, not so much to, you know, we have this mistake to make sure the tabernacle is protected, but God is there. Okay. I picture it as my own way of seeing it is that back in those days, the king used to sit inside of this beautiful carrying, and then the people would carry it and walk him as he would be inside. And I kind of picture this with all the different tribes going around God, because God can protect the tabernacle. God will go out and fight for the Israelites. So we know this. It's just common. But you'll notice it's all surrounded. And that's how it is. And all the tribes are ready for war. As I said, they're going to go into the land of Canaan. They're going to have to fight, and God will fight for them if they have faith and belief in God Almighty. So let's continue on here.
Levites will set out in the middle of the camps. They will set out in the same order as they encamp, each in their own place under their standard. On the west will be the divisions of the camp of Ephraim under their standard. The leader of the people of Ephraim is Elishama, son of Ammihud. His division numbers 40,500. The tribe of Manasseh will be next to them. The leader of the people of Manasseh is Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. His division numbers 32,200. The tribe of Benjamin will be next. The leader of the people of Benjamin is Abidan, son of Gideoni. His division numbers 35,400. All the men assigned to the camp of Ephraim, according to their divisions, number 108,100. They will set out third. On the north will be the divisions of the camp of Dan under their standard. The leader of the people of Dan is Ahiezer, son of Amishadai. His division number 62,700. The tribe of Asher will camp next to them. The leader of the people of Asher is Pagiel, son of Okran. His division numbers 41,500. The tribe of Naphtali will be next. The leader of the people of Naphtali is Ahira, son of Enan. His division numbers 53,400. All the men assigned to the camp of Dan number 157,600. They will set out last under their standards. These are the Israelites, counted according to their families. All the men in the camps by their divisions number 603,550. The Levites, however, were not counted along with the other Israelites, as the Lord commanded Moses. So the Israelites did everything the Lord commanded Moses. That is the way they encamped under their standards, and that is the way they set out, each of them with their clan and family. Numbers 3. This is the account of the family of Aaron and Moses at the time the Lord spoke to Moses at Mount Sinai.
Now, you'll notice, too, the Levites were not counted. They are not men of war. They are God's chosen to take care of the tabernacle, take it down, put it up, minister unto him, to take care of all the priestly things, to make sure that the burnt offerings, everything that is presented before God, is perfect. Remember, the tabernacle is the most holy of holy grounds, built exactly how God gave them the spirit, the knowledge to build it to his specifications. It's just an amazing thing. And as you see all the different groups that are involved in this, and I think we got Victoria aboard. Hopefully she's going to tell me she can hear. If she can't, then I'm in trouble. But you could see everything that is going on and how God is moving them, directing them, guiding them through everything that he needs to. So, and hopefully you all can hear me. If you can't hear me, then let's go ahead and I'll post a copy of this and we'll put it up in the comments. Now, the wonderful thing about this is this app is called YouVersion, and it is a wonderful Bible app, and it's in so many different languages, King James, it's got NIV, it's just about everyone that there is for understanding of people and to spread God's word. I can't say enough about this this app. It is absolutely wonderful. But now, after God has instructed, we have north, south, east, west. Now we're ready. So now the camp is arranged exactly how Christ God wants it. So let's go on here.
The names of the sons of Aaron were Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Those were the names of Aaron's sons, the anointed priests, who were ordained to serve as priests. Nadab and Abihu, however, died before the Lord when they made an offering with unauthorized fire before him in the desert of Sinai.
And if you remember, they had added incense and fire, and God gave them specific instructions, Nadab and Abihu, Moses, Aaron's sons, God's chosen priest. They did not listen. They went in there, they did it themselves, and they were consumed right away. And you can only imagine what Aaron went through when that happened, and be a father and understand the devastation of not losing one, but two children. And of course, Moses had to tell him plainly, do exactly as God says. It must be exactly as he says. This is the holy of holiest areas. Also brings up another point. This is exactly what happened. Exactly what happened in heaven. Lucifer, Satan, when he wanted to be equal to God and whispered in the ears of the other angels, when he was trying to take over. There is no dualism in heaven, as we know. But because he did that in the most holy of holy places, God's throne, God's heaven, this is why he will never be forgiven. Never. And was punished. So Christ said, I saw him fall like lightning. Like lightning. And placed on the earth, booted from heaven. So let's move on.
They had no sons, so Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests during the lifetime of their father Aaron. The Lord said to Moses, bring the tribe of Levi and present them to Aaron the priest to assist him. They are
Hang on 1 second, guys. We're having a real quick there we go. Now we got it fixed. Okay.
They had to take care of all the furnishings of the tent of meeting, fulfilling the obligations of the Israelites by doing the work of the tabernacle. Give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are the Israelites who are to be given wholly to him. Appoint Aaron and his sons to serve as priests. Anyone else who approaches the sanctuary is to be put to death. The Lord also said to Moses, I have taken the Levites from among the Israelites in place of the first male offspring of every Israelite woman. The Levites are mine, for all the firstborn are mine. When I struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, I set apart for myself every firstborn in Israel, whether human or animal. They are to be mine. I am the Lord. The Lord said to Moses in the desert of Sinai, count the Levites by their families and clans. Count every male a month old or more. So Moses counted them as he was commanded by the word of the Lord. These were the names of the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These were the names of the Gershonite clans, Libni and Shemii, the Kohathite clans, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, the Merarite clans, Malai and Mushai. These were the Levite clans according to their families. To Gershon belonged the clans of the Libnites and Shimeites. These were the Gershonite clans. The number of all the males a month old or more who were counted was 7,500.
And you'll notice that Moses didn't add them into the census of before. These are God's chosen ones, the Korathites and Levites and all the different clans that are going on here. These are the ones. God says, they are mine. They are my firstborn, just as when the Passover took place back in Genesis, when they came out, when they came out of Egypt and the plagues hit, understand something, the final plague, the firstborn will be struck down. And sure enough, put the blood around the door frames, and then I will pass over. I will go past that and spare them so I know. Even though God already knows, this is a command. So the reason he does this is to make sure he's getting the glory. He is glorified. It's extremely important to understand there is nothing that man can do at all. Anything that we are able to do is to the glory of God, because God accomplishes every single task that we have. You think you're good at your job? You think you're good at work? You think you're good when you build something or whatever? Understand, that comes from God. It is from God. It is to God's glory. So it is up to us every single day to praise him, give him the glory, ask him for forgiveness, ask him for blessings, ask for knowledge. We can't do it by ourselves. It has to come from Christ God. There is no other way. There is none. So I pray when I do, when I have the readings or whatever. I'm not a priest. I'm not a deacon. I'm not clergy. I'm not a rabbi. I'm not a bishop. I'm nobody. I'm just a guy that loves to read the Bible and to share God's work. Okay? That's all I am. Nobody. I have no meaning in it. At all, as far as for me, it is just for God's glory. That's it. So, but I pray for his help before I do these so that I know that hopefully I'm clear. I can point out some things as I interpret it. Remember, the Bible is open to so many different interpretations. How people see things, somebody else might not see it that way. It's perception, it's interpretation. The most important part is you're giving God the glory for how great, how powerful our God is. There's nobody greater. There's nobody more powerful. All right, so let's move on.
The Gershonite clans were to camp on the west behind the tabernacle. The leader of the families of the Gershonites was Eliasaph, son of Lael. At the tent of meeting, the Gershonites were responsible for the care of the tabernacle and tent, its coverings, the curtain at the entrance to the tent of meeting, the curtains of the courtyard, the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard surrounding the tabernacle and altar, and the ropes and everything related to their use. To Kohath belong the clans of the Amramites, Izrahites, Hebronites, and Uzielites. These were the Kohathite clans. The number of all the males a month old or more was 8,600. The Kohathites were responsible for the care of the sanctuary. The Kohathite clans were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle. The leader of the families of the Kohathite clans was Elizaphan, son of Uziel. They were responsible for the care of the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the articles of the sanctuary used in ministering, the curtain, and everything related to their use. The chief leader of the Levites was Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest. He was appointed over those who were responsible for the care of the sanctuary. To Merari belonged the clans of the Mahlites and the Mushites. These were the Merarite clans. The number of all the males a month old or more who were counted was 6,200. The leader of the families of the Merarite clans was Zuriel, son of Abihail. They were to camp on the north side of the tabernacle. The Merarites were appointed to take care of the frames of the tabernacle, its crossbars, posts, bases, all its equipment, and everything related to their use, as well as the posts of the surrounding courtyard with their bases, t- tent pegs and ropes. Moses and Aaron and his sons were to camp to the east of the tabernacle toward the sunrise, in front of the tent of meeting. They were responsible for the care of the sanctuary on behalf of the Israelites. Anyone else who approached the sanctuary was to be put to death. The total number of Levites counted at the Lord's command by Moses and Aaron, according to their clans, including every male a month old or more, was 22,000. The Lord said to Moses, "Count all the firstborn Israelite males who are a month old or more, and make a list of their names. Take the Levites from me in place of all the firstborn of the Israelites, and the livestock of the Levites in place of all the firstborn of the livestock of the Israelites. I am the Lord." So Moses counted all the firstborn of the Israelites as the Lord commanded him. The total number of firstborn males a month old or more listed by name was 22,273. The Lord also said to Moses, "Take the Levites in place of all the firstborn of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites in place of their livestock. The Levites are to be mine. I am the Lord." To redeem the 273 firstborn Israelites who exceed the number of the Levites, collect 5 shekels for each one, according to the sanctuary shekel, which weighs 20 gerahs. Give the money for the redemption of the additional Israelites to Aaron and his sons. So Moses collected the redemption money from those who exceeded the number redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the Israelites, he collected silver weighing 1,365 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons, as he was commanded by the word of the Lord. Numbers 4. The Lord.
And you'll notice also that Aaron and everyone is, Moses is paying them to do the work. Well, why? Because they are the most holy as far as God appointed him. So you have to remember, you know, in the order of Melchizedek, okay, God has placed Aaron in charge. His family is responsible, Aaron and his sons. And God makes it clear, "I am the Lord." Again, there's that "I am the Lord." He's laying it down. These are not just things. These are things to show obedience, to follow right to the letter. His burden is not that big. His yoke is not hard. Just do as he says. And this is the hard time. Remember, they were a stiff-necked people. God himself said that. This is a very stiff-necked people. And to one point to where Moses had to intercede because God was ready to consume them. And really, the whole world is like that still today. We are a very stiff-necked people and worthy of being consumed. Understand that. But you'll notice that he has placed everybody there, 22,000, in order to maintain the tabernacle. That means setting it up, carrying it, carrying the burden of being responsible for it, every last detail of it, cleaning, polishing, everything like that. They're very chosen people by God. They are his. He has claimed them. It is undisputed. And that's the way it is. It's uncontestable. And God also makes sure that Aaron, his sons, they're going to be rewarded for the work that they are doing as he is asking. So let's move on. Chapter 4, the ministry of Korath.
Said to Moses and Aaron, "Take a census of the Kohathite branch of the Levites by their clans and families. Count all the men from 30 to 50 years of age who come to serve in the work at the tent of meeting. This is the work of the Kohathites at the tent of meeting, the care of the most holy things. When the camp is to move..."
And there it is. Of the most holy things. The whole tabernacle is holy. It's holy of holy. These things here, the most holy. And there is a difference. It is the most holy. Heaven is absolutely holy. God's throne is most holy because he occupies it. So you have to understand the judgment seat, everything else that's in there, those are the most holy of things. And they're responsible for the care. And God also makes it clear, anybody else who comes near that tabernacle or any of those things will be put to death. And he's saying, shall be put to death. You do it. Make sure you obey me. You do it. God already did it. And we already know that with Nadab and Abihu with Aaron's sons. But he's making it clear to them, I want you to behave this way for the rest of your life here on earth. The small amount of time it is, but these are how you're going to conduct yourselves. You're going to pray to me, only me. I am the Lord, your God. He's making it clear. You are mine. I own you. You will glorify me. Your actions will justify me. You will praise me, and I will protect you. I will be there with you unless you rebel against me, such as Satan and Lucifer did. Satan, who is Lucifer, did. So here we go.
Aaron and his sons to go in and take down the shielding curtain and put it over the Ark of the Covenant Law. Then they are to cover the curtain with a durable leather, spread a cloth of solid blue over that, and put the poles in place. Over the table of the presence, they are to spread a blue cloth and put on it the plates, dishes, and bowls, and the jars for drink offerings. The bread that is continually there is to remain on it. They are to spread a scarlet cloth over them, cover that with the durable leather, and put the poles in place. They are to take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand that is for light, together with its lamps, its wick trimmers and trays, and all its jars for the olive oil used to supply it. Then they are to wrap it and all its accessories in a covering of the durable leather and put it on a carrying frame. Over the gold altar, they are to spread a blue cloth and cover that with the durable leather and put the poles in place. They are to take all the articles used for ministering in the sanctuary, wrap them in a blue cloth, cover that with a durable leather, and put them on a carrying frame. They are to remove the ashes from the bronze altar and spread a purple cloth over it. Then they are to place on it all.
Hang on 1 second, guys. If you give me just a moment, folks, I will be right back. I had a family member pass away, so give me one moment and we'll come back to our show. I am going to give us a small break here. And we'll be right back, okay? And give me 1 second here. Okay, guys, I am back. We have a family emergency. I love reading God's word. I love sharing it with you. I will be back on. One of our family members passed away. So I apologize. We will get back to this in chapter 4 and of Numbers. And all I could tell you is... I will get back to you all, and we will pick up next week right here, chapter 4, Numbers, and we are right at, I believe we are on verse 15. I'm going to circle it, I hope that you all find the time to get and download the YouVersion app. Study it every day. Read it every day. Ask God for knowledge. Ask God to come into your hearts and to bless you and forgive you of our sins, of everything that we do wrong. And I thank you all, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week. And I'm sorry I have to get off early, but this is family. So God bless, and thank you for tuning in to Trim Radio Network and Life Walk with Christ God.